Kiddushin Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Iskatshili b'koizze shol yayin v'nimtza shol dvash. We're talking over here about Teusim, not a mekach tois on the nature of the Mekadesh or the Miskadeshes. We're talking here about a tois in the nature of the chefetz that was used for the Shovah Kesef for the Maisa Kiddushin. He was being Mekadesher and he said, koizze shol yayin, the Maisa tza koiz shol dvash. Or shol dvash v'nimtza shol yayin. Bedin ze shol kesef v'nimtza shol zov v'nimtza shol kesef. Al menas shani osher v'nimtza oni. Here's already something personal. It's not about the kesef shemikadshim boy. It's about him. It's about money, but it's about his status. Or oni v'nimtza osher. Enem mekudeshes. The Mishnah makes no chilik between whether the tos was latavul or mutav. V'chayra, an osher v'nimtza oni. No, that I hear mekach tois. Oni v'nimtza osher, what's wrong? So that the Rishonim say is svara, that being an osher is also a balmum. We know this from life in general. Being an osher has many downsides. However, what about a dinez shel kesev v'nimtza shel zov? V'chayra, what could be wrong with that? So Mefarshim say, you have to say that Shaykh Mekach Tois, because sometimes a person specifically needs Kesef. He doesn't want Zov. Right now, what he needs is Kesef for an immediate need. So Memelo, when the Maisa Kedushin was with that, there's a Kepeda on that Chefetz. If that's what was said, that's what the Kedushin was with. So the Kedushin is not Chal. Reb Shimon Oimim Hitul L'Shevach, if the what she got was better than what was said, i.e., his kach libinin shel kesef nimtza shel zov, so then mekudeshes. L'mayis, it's hard to believe that a dinner shel kesef nimtza shel zov, we don't say b'chlal mosayim mona. So the Gemara adds over here, the Mefarshim bring down a knetch. In the regular case, you have to assume that if he said dinner shel kesef and l'mayis was worth 25 times more, which is the proportion of kesef to zov, avada would be mekudeshes. We're talking here, the Gemara says, where she said a lashon like this. She says to a shliach, Tzi'i v'kabali kedushin mi'ishplani, go get b'makabal kedushin for me from ishplani, sheftiach li l'kacheni b'dinah shel kesef. So she said it that way. The shaila is, Reb Shimon holds that she only said because that was offered, but Lamai says, no kepeda dafka on kesef. Tanakama holds that if she speaks out a gilui das, that she means dafka kesef, so then the Kedushin has to be with such. So even though Mamish Bechlal Mosayim Mona, when it was Nimtza Shel Zov, Afilo Hachi, it's not Mekudeshes. Because of the way she expressed it, which is a Gilui Das on the Kepeda of that thing. Mishnah Gimel, Amanashani Koyim V'Nimtza Levi, these are a little more straightforward, because these are cases that attack a movement in personal status on a person. She wanted to marry, or rather, he was masna al menas shani koyim v'nimtza levi. He was masna that he's a prestigious person. Lamaisa, he's not as choshuv. He's a levi, he's a miyuchas, but he's not as choshuv as he led on. Levi v'nimtza koyim. It's a little bit harder. So you could say there's a downside, because koyim, he can't be mitame, b'chule, there's other din that a koyim has. Nosin v'nimtza mamzer. Nosin is a psul. A psul kol, we've seen this in Yevamos and in Ksubis. A nosin is from the givonim that were gerim, but they considered midrabonon as psulim. And it's mamsha psul. It's like a mamzer midrabonon. So nosin v'nimtza mamzer. Mamzer is worse than a nomzer. Mamzer is the real deal in terms of psul eichus. Nosin is only with the Rabbanon. Mamze v'nimtze nosin l'chayra is better. It's a better madrega. L'maisa, the Gemara says it's not as simple as that. First of all, having more yichus could be a chisorin, like by Levi v'nimtze koyim, because she doesn't want somebody who's more miyuchis to her. She doesn't want anybody lording it over her. Mamze v'nimtze nosin, we said that mamze is a bigger psul, but mamze at least is miseri Yisrael. Comes from a Yiddish mishpacha, even if he's a psul lover like all. Nosin comes from non-Jewish stock. His pasha's DNA is not Yiddish. The Gemara says, Fakert, the reason why they made Nosin to psulim is because they saw that the character traits of Nisinim were so far away from the Midas of Klal Yisrael Sein lecha mum godl mizeh. Ben ir v'nimtza ben krach, these are subjective ideas. Somebody is a city person, so you have to assume that the Kedushin was Amanaser, she's going to go live in his place. The ir, which means a city, ir actually means a place which is not a large-sized city. A krach means some place which is mamish, a city that's crowded, that's full of population. Ir at least has some ginim v'padesis, the Gemara says, many people wouldn't want to live in a crowded metropolitan area. Some people fakir, they want to have that whatever they need is nearby, they could buy everything. A ben ir, lav dafka, they could buy everything you want, so everything has to do with what you used to. So either way, lamaisa is a mekachtos in the marriage. Al menashe besi korv lamerchatz v'nimtza rochoik. These are things that are mamish subjective. Rochik v'nimtza korv. Either way could be construed as a milo. Living near a merchatz, there's a certain amount of steam and a bad smell maybe that comes out of the merchatz. Not so pleasant. On the other hand, having a base merchatz nearby is definitely good for a person's personal upkeep. So either way, it could be considered a milo. The next almanas is almanas sheyeshli bas oyshivcha gadelas. He's saying almanas that he has a daughter, let's say a teenage daughter at home that could help. Could be a milo in running a house. Shivcha gadelas is a shivcha. The sprach over here gadelas is not so clear. Others taitcha gadelas means is that she has a that she could make here. Koilaser noshim, and that's Miloshin gadel. And again, the idea is that there's another female at home that could help out. Either he has ve'enloy or almanas she'enli v'yeshloy. Either way, it could be a milah, it could be a chzorn. Having help at home could be a milah. Having a lack of privacy if there's a teenage girl around is also a chzorn. Almanas she'enli bonim v'yeshloy or almanas she'yeshli ve'enloy. So again, having children around, man marries a woman and he has children at home, having stepchildren could be a chzorn. Could be a milo, because again, there's other pairs of hands at home. Maybe she has her own children, whatever the cheshbain is in each person. Al-Kapan, when something is almanas X and it's Y, then the halacha is enim kudashes. Ubekulam afal pi she'omro. The Mishnah lists off many cases, many examples. But all of them, even though, if he spoke it out, the Almanas Kain, and she was Mekabel the Kedushin, the Edom heard the Almanas Kain, she says to herself, Be'etzim, I would have been Mekudeshes, even had it not worked out with what he says. L'maisa eni Mekudeshes. Why? Because since that's the Maisa Kedushin Shebefoneinu, then Dvorim Shebelev Havidvorim. It's a very important concept. Over here, there's taka not missing in the das. But since this was the way the maisa was done, it was done al tnaize, al menaze, so then that's the maisa kedushin sheyesh befanenu. If the metzias was not that way, so then we don't have a maisa kedushin. V'chein hi she'tatu, which l'chor is pashut, it's the same thing is true if the shoe was on the other foot, if she was the almanaz. No difference if it's him or it's her. Perhaps we might say, Lefi, what we just said, that the Chiddush is that the Maisa Kedushin, L'choyre, is his doing. She's a passive accepting. Ki yikach yesh isha. She's not the Noisen, and she's not the Oimeres of Ariam Gudashasli. Komash Malon in the Mishnah then, no. L'maisa, if it was spoken out, Amikadish you, he says, Almanas, that you have a teenage daughter at home, or Almanas, you don't have a teenage daughter at home. Whatever all the cases in the Mishnah is, if that was the Metzius, even if he says, I bet someone wanted to marry you, afilu al das not Cain. L'maisa, it's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, l'havet Dvarim. The Maisa Kedushim before Neinu is al das Cain.